This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Startup Mahakumbh 2024, a conclave for technology and innovation. The participants are Dr. Gulshan Rai, IT expert, and Lalima Anicha Dang, anchor.
There is a Mahakumbh of startups which is happening in New Delhi at the iconic Bharat Mandapam. First of its kind event, and it involves 2,000 startups, about 1,000 investors, and many more stakeholders. For more on this, we are now joined by IT expert Dr. Gulshan Rai. Namaskar, Dr. Rai, and welcome to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you very much, Lalima ji. I'm so grateful to you for giving me the opportunity to interact with your listeners on this important topic.
So what could the objectives be of organizing this Mahakumbh of startups? Indeed, its magnitude is very, very large.
The objective of organizing Mahakumbh is very, very noble and pious. They are recognized along with the startup sector. Or let me say, startup sector is associated, recognized and known by the world of innovation and technology. They bring different innovation and different technologies in different areas of the sector, be it space, be it defense, be it consumer, be it medical or any sector. They are producing good innovation. In fact, a lot of innovations in the worldwide have been, the startup have been instrumental in those innovations. I can give you in a diabetic, you inject insulin. That insulin needle is a product of a startup. Uber is a startup. Ola is a startup sector there. So you talk about the important sector, they all innovations, technology or otherwise, they are part of the startup sector. Startup, when you talk about innovation, you talk about technology development, you talk about a startup sector there. And good old days time, they were known as a tiny sector, they were known as a small sector, but then they were not developing technology. They were only implementing. Now, the startups are different than those tiny and cottage and small sectors because they are developing the technology. They are developing techniques, they are developing products in a very, very cost-effective manner.
Today, if we order food or if we want to take public transport or we want to make a digital payment, somewhere there's a huge startup behind all this. You said it rightly that today a startup is not just a tiny company. It's something which spans diverse industry like technology, healthcare, defense, space, as you just mentioned, e-commerce, financial services. So that in the Indian scenario, the entrepreneurship has come of age, or do you think that we still have a long way to go somewhere on the global map?
The startup culture, startup sector in India has played a good role. They have contributed significantly towards the development of economy, towards development of the country. There are large number of unicorns from the country, around 15 or 20 in different areas unicorns are there. But they still have to go a long way. They are particularly focused on some sector. The startup which are around the large cities there, or those are nearer to the, or those are funded by the large companies, they are doing very well. And if we have to spread the startup culture, because they bring innovation, they bring efficiency, and they bring huge employment there in this country, which they need there, we need to grow, expand the startup sector all across the country. So this Mahakumbh helps in two ways there. First, facilitating them to establish, to demonstrate their capabilities. It facilitates the investors and the companies to come and see which startup is doing well. So it's a good initiative, which is a two-way kind of a system, between investors, between consumers, between the large companies who acquire the technology, whereas the startup, they look at their customer, they also get investment. And it helps in, it facilitates in expanding the culture and thereby enabling the country to grow and help in the economy, in their employment and in the wealth creation.
Indeed, sir, that this kind of Mahakumbh of startups fosters greater innovation, and also it helps create an environment of connectivity where people can connect, whether it's B2B or B2C, and of course, each one kind of handholds the other one. So often when we talk about a startup or unicorn, all the more, we talk in an urban milieu. Do you think that a startup has rural footprint, not to forget that ours is largely a rural economy still, and we still have a lot of people involved in agriculture and 7 lakh villages of our country. There's an India and there's a Bharat, if I may put it that way. So do we have a startup in Bharat? We know there are plenty in India.
There is a company called NF Entry. It's a company of the Department of Science and Technology established at Gandhinagar, Gujarat. They are engaged in incubating these startups in the rural sector. Those startups have done a wonderful job. They incubate startups all across the country. A technology development group at the Department of Science and Technology and different ministries also, rural development ministry, they are engaged in developing that culture. If I tell you the name of the product which has been developed in rural sector, you will be amazed. You will be amazed and countless numbers. Number of products range from technology, agriculture product, the Ayurvedic product there, the kind of basil seeds which I have seen in the developing the rural sector there, high quality basil seeds there. In fact, many of my friends, they ask me, can I get me the basil seed, high quality basil plant seed today? Is it basically, it's a medicinal plant. They take it there. I have seen a small startup near Nibrana, if you go from Jaipur to there, they are not so much educated there, no engineering degree, but they develop a small product which enhances and the productivity of a boiler used in the power plant. Large power plant, small card they have developed, AI based, they replace the conventional relay unit to the AI electronic based circuits and enhancing the productivity of a boiler kind of thing. So I have seen like this huge number of examples. In fact, last year, a great like this Mahakum of a startup set up in the rural sector and the product developed by them was inaugurated by the Honorable President of India in Rashtrapati Bhavan. That went on for 3 days, multiple units from all across the country, some of them I'm talking about over here, multiple units developing a high quality ginger, developing a potato there, developing lot many Ayurvedic lotions. Their problem is they develop the know-how, they develop the thing, but they need the assistance of an investor, they need the assistance of some company who should promote their product and buy the product there. And that is where such Mahakumbh is. It brings the investor, it brings the government, it brings the developer together. And so this whole sector, the producer or the developer, he gets help, he gets knowledge. I myself have been involved. I went to the all e-commerce market, put this product on the e-commerce platform, whether it is a Reliance or the Jio Commercial or Amazon or Flipkart, even the Gem of India. Mm-hmm. So the products are known world over. They have a problem. Don't understand how to register the Gem, how to register the GST, how to register a portal, how to register is a company on the e-commerce platform. So when this, you bring the Mahakumbh, you bring different stakeholders onto the Mahakumbh and it helps. It's a win-win for all the sector. The producer, the startup unit understands from where he has to get help. He gets more educated. He knows which stakeholder will help him. Investor gets that this is the technology that he has to market. For example, the cataract solution, preventing the cataract there. So all those pharma companies in India which are producing like your Badanath or your SBPL or your Himalaya, they come here, they look at the product and they buy the product and they commercialize it because small investor does not have the resources to commercialize it. It helps them. We can pass over technology. So this Mahakumbh is very, very useful, essential, repeatedly should be held for encouraging, nurturing the startup sector, expanding the startup sector because that is need to be there to address the issues and make the Bharat as a Viksit Bharat. Employment can be only by they can give it, but they need logistic support.
Yes, that's right. So in light of it, we can say that the great Indian Jugaad has now come to the next level and is now more sophisticated in innovation. We also know that the record number of patents were filed in the last few years than ever before. Moving ahead, sir, growth and expansion and some tax exemptions, a lot of good governance, these are all essentials to create an ecosystem for startups. Do you think that there are still some challenges to be met to create that ecosystem which would encourage the growth of a startup?
No, there are lot many challenges. And the challenges are on the front of policy. The challenges are on the front of getting the finance. The challenges are on the front of marketing systems also there. First, the investment, these startups, they need to know the investors who was willing to invest. They don't know who are the investors. Policies also, they don't have resources. You see, if you go in a government tender, they say you need to have a 3-year experience, 5-year experience. So the government had made out a policy that the experience in case of startup should not insist it more. But then this is only comes up in when it comes to practicality, issues are different. I've seen many startup units, well-established products there. Well-tested product, they find struggle to market there because they don't have that market as the commercial companies have their marketing. Packaging, they don't know how to package the product. Testing, they don't have test houses. They don't know which are the test houses who's to do. I think a lot needs to be done. A lot has been done in the country. It will improve. But I think we need to augment the facilities. We need to accelerate our system to provide. And that system should be well integrated to address, one-stop address to the startup sector. That is needed. Innovation is happening. Innovation is also creating a lot many new challenges which we did not see yesterday or day before yesterday. Today, these are being created. Technology is creating a different kind of a disruption also there. We need a structure which should address the startup environment with respect to the policy, with respect to the investment, with respect to the marketing, and with respect to the kind of a logistic support. I gave example. I again, because I'm associated with the company of the government, we brought several startups and got them on the platform of the e-commerce platform so that they can display their product worldwide. I can tell you this, all the e-commerce companies which are operating in the country, they didn't know such products are being made over them. They didn't know that. So if we come together, if we can address those issues, special issues for those sectors, particularly in the rural, semi-urban areas, I think really can create a Viksit Bharat where employment potential will go up, the economy of the people will improve, and in general, the economy of the country also improves.
By nature, an entrepreneur is a risk taker. But how much is too much? Now, we see that some startups go on to become unicorns, others just go bust. So, where do you see this going? Also, there is scope for another sphere which is coming up, is like artificial intelligence, which will open far more doors to the startup industry. We currently have more than 100 Indian unicorns. Do you think that the unicorn has reached a saturation point? That's one. And where do you think we need to tighten up our system so as to ensure that the unicorns grow further and don't burst out?
Look at the worldwide statistics. Only the 15-20% startup, they succeed in the world. And Indian percentage is slightly different. Not very much out, but slightly different sector is there. But as I said, and as you also mentioned, introduction of the AI or such emerging technologies. Today, technology is becoming in part and parcel of every product in determining efficiency and productivity of that particular product. So it is creating a disruption there. The startup is not ready to address the disruption there. They need funding. They need three things. Basically, the funding, investment. They need the policy support, which can be formal taxation, which government has done that, but need to be reviewed and augmented there. And they need the hand-holding support. Somebody should be on them to do that. I will give you a very clear example. See, you, India, go back to 1960. We struggling in terms of the agriculture. Today, we are a surplus country. The farmers are small farmers. They're not that every farmer is a big farmer. The hand-holding which the government provided to the farmer and created the green revolution, we created the milk revolution there. Similar hand-holding and support is needed from the government to the startup sector more today because there's a huge disruption. In the green revolution or the milk revolution, the disruption was not there. Today, we have an additional factor of disruption. So government has to really support them, facilitate them, put the resources to take their hand in their hand to promote them. Today, that is needed more.
Well, we earnestly hope, Dr. Gulshan Rai, that this Mahakumbh of startups which is taking place at the iconic Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, and it's on for the next 3 days, beginning today, we earnestly hope that this will be a game changer for another set of startups to come, or for our startups to reach another growth level and take our country to a developed nation by 2047. Thank you, Dr. Gulshan Rai, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Startup Mahakumbh 2020. A conclave for technology and innovation. The participants were Dr. Gulshan Rai, IT expert, and Lalima Anita Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at eirnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.